local station. It's Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the KZN North Coast. And for a local catch-up chat right now, it's time for us to break out the plunger, because we're diving in. We're getting into the thick of things with Mr. Chapman, Barry Chapman. You know him. He's the guy. You've seen the car driving around with the hilarious decal. Very, very Instagram worthy, I would say. Barry, you turn a lot of heads. Hey? With your trousers down on the side.
Good morning, Belito. Good morning, Life and Style listeners. First off, fantastic lineup of music you've been playing this morning.
You've been digging it, hey?
It's been good.
That's so warmed my heart.
Especially that last little Johnny Clegg. That's a proper heartwarming, soul-inspiring, South African
goodness. We aim for that. We aim for that, to stir the spirit, to get you awake. And alive and fired up for Tuesday and every day for that matter. And I know that that's been the case with your team already. The Chapman Plumbing vans are on the road. The teams are fired up and ready for 2026 and already solving problems, sorting out issues, detecting leaks left, right and center. But we were just talking off air about an interesting development that should have been tied up by now, but just you've been trying to detect a leak. You've been trying to get access to a particular apartment to detect the leak. And what's been happening?
So this particular development, the plumbing contractor is from upcountry, and so is the developer. So we got brought in to do a leak detection with an issue that's reared its ugly head. And since I'm going to say, realistically, probably August last year, we've been trying to gain access to this property to effectively carry out our leak detection and investigation. And we'll make arrangements with the owner, the developer, all the necessary parties, site foreman, estate manager, all booked, everything with the tenants. And we'll rock up to site and the tenants just will not open the door.
Now, this has happened not just like once or twice. This has happened like four times. You've rocked up.
Yeah, four or five
times.
It's
been arranged, and you're standing there, and you're knocking at the door, and you can hear people inside.
Yeah.
And they know you're there.
So the last time, I actually went out to site myself with leak detection staff, and we arrived at 8:30, four-hour appointment at 8:30, and phoned the developer, spoke to him, told him that we were on site, said that we had knocked on the door and we could hear the people talking inside. He said he would try and contact people. He then tried to phone the people. You could hear their phones ringing. And they weren't answering their phones. And then, we waited there until 9:30.
Like an hour.
And I'm knock on the door and you can hear people inside go, "There's someone at the door." But I can hear every word they're saying because they're standing in the kitchen talking.
So you should have whispered back, "Yes, we're here. I'm waiting to come in."
But so it's got to the point now where there's an issue. It was leaking from the unit into the basement car park, and it was landing on a vehicle, this particular unit's vehicle. And it was getting little calcium droplets on it, and it was ruining the guy's paint. So the guy has moved his car to another car park there. But he's not allowing access to get in. So the developer's now turned around and said to the owner of the unit that if you do not arrange access and give us access into this unit, according to the NHBRC, I'm not too sure of all the regulations and everything like that, but he's now handing the problem over to the homeowner. Because he's tried multiple times over a number of months to gain access, and he's not being allowed access. So, giving it one last go, if it doesn't happen, off it goes.
But it's so weird, though. Like, what are they hiding? That's what I want to know. Why wouldn't you open the door? It's like it's sorting out your problem. You're leaking. You know, your water meter presumably is. That's bizarre, Barry. I mean, I'm sure you've encountered lots of weird over your years in the plumbing trade, but that's got to be really unusual.
No, that is, that almost matches up to me finding a pair of jeans in a sewer line in a vertical stack. not a piece of jean.
A whole pair.
A whole pair of jeans.
You know, it's sometimes when, when you're trying to get that real faded effect, when you're looking for a particular, like some people like stone washed, or you can go for sewer washed.
The brown washed.
Yeah, it's vintage. Wow, weird, man. But listen, when you do a leak detection, what do you actually do? How does that work?
So the basis of it is to first off, telephonic engagement. You have a conversation with the client. What are the signs and symptoms? What are you experiencing? Have you got a high water bill? Is there moisture coming through the wall? Have you, if it is a water meter that's ticking over continuously, training for the Comrades Marathon, and you know, have you managed to isolate the inside of the house to the outside of the house? You know, is it outside or is it inside? Mm-hmm. And then one of the most important things, go and check toilets, because toilets are the number one cause of wasted water. They dribble down the back of the toilet into the bowl to the extent that you actually can't see it. So you physically go get a little piece of toilet paper, bundle it up and put it at the back of the toilet to see if water is running down the back. So often we'll ask those clients those questions. We'll rock up on site. We did a commercial building the other day. We replaced 11 system mechanisms.
11. All faulty, all leaking to some extent.
All leaking toilets.
Wow.
And they were convinced they had an external leak. And we had asked the questions. Do you have you gone and checked the toilets? Have you done this? And generally it's a building manager turning around and going, hey, you were cleaning those toilets. Did you check whether the toilet's leaking?
Yeah.
He's not the person in charge of that, you know, he's cleaning.
Yeah,
so it happens. But for us, it's unbelievably rewarding to be able to go out to site and detect a leak, stop wasteful water, and you know, be that guardian for the most valuable commodity in the world. You know what,
and it's only getting more valuable. So while we are water conscious and trying to save not only water but save money on not wasting it, if you have a suspicion that you've got a bit of a leaky system and maybe a leaky cistern, then let this be your reminder to go and maybe, yeah, put a little bit of toilet paper behind the back of your...
The first thing you need to know as a homeowner, and you're going to be surprised that but 75% of people that own a house don't know where to turn the water off.
And this becomes a problem when you've suddenly, when a pipe bursts and you've got to shut it down and now you don't know where it is.
So first thing, as a homeowner or a tenant or whatever you are, make sure you know where your water meter is so you can monitor that thing once a week and make sure that there's no water running down the drain unnecessarily or watering your garden underground. And know where to shut your water off.
Fair point. Good. Just good rule of, you know, living. Know if you don't right now, put a little reminder on your phone, and maybe after work today, just do a bit of nosing around. See if you can figure out what this thing is, and if you know how to isolate and how to cut off.
So the big thing here is we're very fortunate to have our private Caesar Water.
Mm.
And they incorporate a water loss cover into your monthly package that you can take out separately.
Okay.
So you pay a little insurance policy. I think it's like $25 or something like that, and it's water loss cover. But this water loss cover only covers things underground that cannot be seen.
Okay. So your leaking toilet's not going to cut
it. Leaking toilets, taps leaking, those kind of things, you're not going to be covered. Crazy story. A while ago in one of our very executive estates, we had a client that had a water bill that was 152,000 rand.
Oh my word.
Over a 3-month period. And he's a traveler, so he was traveling for work, New York, London, all over the place, and came back and contacted us, and to the point that he was quite arrogant and offensive to us working on site, which was unexplained. And eventually we found, he didn't even know it was there, he'd been living in the house for 5 years. There was a staff toilet at the back of the garage
yeah.
that we had to go chop trees down to get to the door. And the toilet mechanism inside that toilet had completely broken, the refill mech.
So water was just flowing out of that thing?
Full ball. Full ball.
And it's above ground?
Above ground.
Oh, man.
And then what made it even worse, after insulting us and our staff and everything on site, he then turned around and asked me to write a fraudulent letter stating that there was a leak repaired underground. And I'm like, no, sorry, we don't engage in those kind of things. We're above board, we clean, we tidy. Unfortunately, this is the consequences of not knowing your property.
Okay, so if that's applicable to you as well, if you've just moved into a rambling mansion and you possibly haven't opened every door and don't know what's waiting for you in your overgrown garden, yeah. Go and find your cutoff valve today and go and inspect for any possibly hidden and haunted toilets because, over 150 grand, audible.
Yo! Yo!
Okay. And if you do think you've got a leak, who are you going to call? Well, of course, you got the specialist right here. The leak specialist, the drain specialist, the geyser specialist, when it comes to all of that stuff and more. On the plumbing front, Chapman Plumbing have got your back, they've got your toilet bowl, they've got your whole reticulation. And Barry, what's the best way to get in touch?
So our office line is 032-525-4123, and we have an emergency standby number, which is 084-781-2108. And you can find us on Facebook for any of those contact details. And my personal number is also all over the place, so you can drop me a WhatsApp and we can keep things flowing downhill.
Yeah, there you go. And that wraps up another Chapman Chat on a Tuesday. Barry Chapman, we'll see you again next week, my friend.
Cheers, guys. Cheers, Belito. And enjoy this absolutely fabulous sunny day.
Whoa.